This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
All right, we're back here on ESPN Arkansas on the Hit That Line Now app. Don't forget, the teachers remember the brown nosers, the punks, and the slackers.
That is correct. That is who the teachers remember.
And I'm sure there are teachers, maybe a couple, that are just nodding their head. They know.
They know.
They know.
They absolutely know. Ethan and Atkins wishing he had the rigorous academic standards when he went to school, like at Elkins.
Yep. Yeah, where you got to fall asleep. We had a word for those kids. Drug addicts. Yeah. But they were hiding in parts of the building, you know, waiting to go to.
I had a 4.1 GPA.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
I was valedictorian.
Did you have?
Really? Whoa. Hey, well, you were the valedictorian.
Yeah.
How many were in your class?
90-something.
Okay.
Okay. Did the person, did you rewrite when the person did the homework for you? Like Biff?
I didn't ever. I let someone cheat on me off. Sorry. No. Sorry. I let someone cheat off me one time, and it was the most anxiety-induced weekend I had ever had, just waiting until Monday to come to see if we got caught. Mm. So I never did it again.
And yeah, suddenly, right. The Ruskin and Zach show took a dark turn.
Sorry. I cheat on.
Oh, boy. All right.
Well, let's see here. What does this say? Yes, Eric and Greenwood bemoaning all my gray hair. Hey, watch it, pal. I'm 41 years old. What do you want from me? And the lights in that studio make us look way worse than we actually look in.
I agree. We had that conversation yesterday with Brad. It's the lights in here that make me look like I'm ill.
Right.
That's what I'm going with.
And we're not on camera today because I have no idea how to take that stuff on the road and make it look good. Like, I know we can take it on the road, but every time we've taken it on the road, it's looked terrible. You know what I mean? We're looking up people's noses. I mean, it just sucks. There's a great shot of the ceiling, but we're not doing that. Until I can get the standard the way I want it, we're not taking the stuff on the road for video.
Maybe we act a little bit more locally. We work on the internet first where you are, and then we'll worry about the other stuff.
Oh, if I had to try to add a video component, I'd have blown the whole house up probably. I mean, there's no way.
What's that thing pulling? 220, 221?
whatever it takes. We have some of you are going, are they playing baseball today?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know.
I didn't know. Is it raining?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
It's supposed to be like sunny and 80 today.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I don't know. And I know there's no windows in that room, so, I mean, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, some of you are going to baseball at 3:30 today because, God forbid, you miss this Missouri State game that's, got the fate of the free world on the line. So you're gonna go to that, and then the rest of us are going to, play around and do stupid stuff the rest of the afternoon. So
DQ, Scott has a question for you. When you let someone cheat on you, is that when the stalking started?
No one's ever cheated on me.
Text out of the 479 questioning the corruption at Elkins High School.
No, because kids did get on that specific test. I remember it was over Romeo and Juliet, if you really wanted to know. Kids did get caught for cheating. I just happened to not. I don't know.
Can we go back and retroactively take away some grades here?
Yeah, you didn't really have a 4.1.
Okay.
But I think the diploma now.
Ralphie said it. It's better to not get caught.
I didn't.
Mm-hmm. And you're telling me that that's the only test after you didn't get caught that you you cheated on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Boy, now she's got that confident I'm in front of Congress look.
Yeah.
It's the only one I had.
We're blowing the lid off academic fraud
it was
at Elkins now. Here
years
we go.
Ago.
You know what's going to happen is Elkins is going to have to go back and vacate wins.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. The games you played in, DQ, you were an ineligible player, right. Probably.
Does your dad know you cheated on a test?
I told them.
When?
That weekend, I said, let someone cheat off me.
Wait a minute.
The guilt got you.
And
huh?
they let it go?
Well, they thought it wasn't that big of a deal. It wasn't even a test. It was a quiz. I don't know why.
Fraud.
I just let the guilt eat me alive.
Academic fraud at Elkins goes all the way to the top.
Zach, I got to ask you a question because you're the one with the most parenting experience here. Is that old story true that like the anguish you go through worrying about getting caught is the worst penalty of all than actually like punishing
my house,
somebody?
Kinsey gets caught cheating. She is. I'll make another one look just like her.
Okay.
Because
you know how they always say that. Oh, you've suffered enough.
No, DQ seems to be, obviously, based on her history here, seems genuinely it just eats her up. What'd you get on the test?
I don't even remember.
You didn't fail it?
No.
Okay.
But so I also wasn't the one technically doing the cheating. I just knew about it.
Now, you didn't stop the person from cheating.
No.
You knew about it.
I knew
that
about
makes
it.
You an
You're
accessory.
An enabler.
I'm an accessory. Yeah.
You're an accessory to shoplifting. Accessory.
But
that's right.
Not,
yes.
You know, I wasn't the... I've never cheated off anybody. Mm. I don't trust
Common
anybody
criminal.
Enough to cheat off them.
Okay.
So, I lost the thread now. This is good though. I feel like we're really we're getting into some stuff here. I like this.
Yeah, we've had the last 24 hours have really been revealing about some of DQ's personal habits, cheating. Apparently it runs both ways. She orders food weird. She's a terrible side seat driver. Oh, the worst. We are never riding in a car together again.
You were the one who made me ride in
you. No. You know what she did? She goes, well, you two never ride together. And I'm like, whose choice do you think that is?
Well, because...
We never go anywhere anymore.
No, they don't let us out.
You never buy me lunch anymore.
is that why we don't go anywhere?
I guess. I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
High Fat Carnivore has put this all together. Kenny and DQ's mom, they ride to work together, slapped on the same deodorant, both agree that deodorant is not the cheating is not a big deal. Did we pretty much summarize that?
Obviously, I mean, I didn't really get in trouble, but
do you think this is why Ken is their favorite?
No.
Oh.
How do you punish a kid now? Does grounding work? Like, what do you do? Take away the phone? But that's like taking away an appendage. So is too fierce?
I'm big on going places where there are no witnesses. You start with the phone. I'm old school about that stuff. Actually, kids.
Nobody's belting kids anymore, are they? I got belted, like with the belt. That's not happening anymore?
No, it's not.
As people love to say, I got spanked and look how I turned out. So,
you are the poster child for not spanking your children.
That's exactly right. And I'm happy to wear that mantle. You get playing cards in order and, you're sniffing Sharpies every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
We had a long discussion about that, too, because Brett was picking through your Sharpies, and I'm like, you don't know where those have been. They've been up his nose.
They've been up my nose. That's right, yeah. Did he wear my headphones?
No.
Oh, that's good. I appreciate that.
You got to respect the headphones. Oh, did he? Oh, yeah, he did.
He did wear them?
No.
You don't.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
He's
a Super Bowl champion. He could wear them.
He didn't.
But now you bring like a Lurch in there, he can't wear them.
Okay.
Lurch has
He's got great flow. I mean, he washes his hair every day.
You're not supposed to do that, though.
Yeah, yes, you are.
That's not true. You're not supposed to wash your hair every day.
Abner's texting on the McClarty Daniel hotline. DQ cheats her way to valedictorian today on the Ruskin and Zach show. I'm going to call
blowing
it into
the
question.
Lid off a scandal.
They're going to who is the salutatorian?
I don't remember.
Well, you're going to hear from them soon.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't think you're I think you're unable to fulfill your duties as valedictorian.
I don't think that was the reason why I got an A in that class.
You don't think?
Okay.
No.
Okay, Zach, this is just you and me talking now, okay. Right? Somewhere there is footage of her valedictorian speech.
I know.
We have to find this.
Yes. What did you talk about?
I think I talked about
This would have been your first real public speaking.
I compared you know, high school and how it's not like the movies and stuff. And then I kind of talked about how what I'm about to say is cliche, but I talked about, you know, not worrying so much about the future and just kind of, you know, live in the present. I thought it was a good speech.
It's a very good speech.
Your dad has a copy of it, doesn't he?
I think someone videoed it. I've seen it. I listened to it once right after I graduated to see if.
Did you go note cards or like off a prompter?
Yeah, no. So they are really strict at Elkins about it. So you had you had to turn into your speech.
Mm. Do you feel that now that this has come to light that the red check mark that you got in elementary school is now justified?
No. Oh, my gosh.
They have a long memory, DQ.
That was the stupidest. I don't even want to get into it again, but that was the stupidest thing ever.
Zach, is it possible that DQ's penance for academic fraud is having to work here for the rest of her
yes,
life?
Yes, it may be. Right. Did you mention Boomer Esiason during your speech?
I didn't.
Boomer.
You gave a speech about honesty after cheating on a test.
Wow.
I said, like, I compared high school, I compared it to, like, The Breakfast Club and High School Musical and
oh, you mean there were kids
some other
singing
movie.
And dancing down the hallway?
Yeah, I made a joke. Glee? I made a joke how I wasn't any good at basketball.
Hey, it happened again. God.
This is what happens. It's the water down
there. I lost it. I'd like a nap. Can we just, like, stop and just...
David has tweeted at us. DQ has just set herself up to get a visit from the Department of Education. She may not be qualified to do this job anymore.
Yeah.
Is everything now like...
Wait a minute.
I have my diploma and everything.
Well, listen. I think that needs to be called into question.
Who sent that text?
It was David, and he tweeted at us.
David, listen. You don't know the qualifications to be in this industry.
The bar
right?
is low.
Let me tell you something. One, fog a mirror. You're hired. Congratulations.
If you've got a pulse, you can.
That's right. We hired a dead guy once too. I mean, we didn't even get that done.
DQ Texter of the 870 would like to know who you let cheat off of you.
I don't even remember who it was.
Was it a boy or a girl?
Are you
going
to take that to the grave?
Hold on.
I don't remember.
This is important. Was it a boy or a girl?
I don't remember.
It was a boy, wasn't it?
She's taking it to the grave, Zach.
Yeah, she is.
I have honestly no idea who even asked me.
Yeah, this is good. Yeah.
You're very young to have secrets you're taking to the grave.
Really?
DQ.
Yeah, that's
something,
a long,
you know, for
that's
Zach
like
or
70, 80 years you got to ride with these things.
It's like...
I told... I mean, the guilt really... I was about to... fess up to it until I never did because I got to class and other people got caught for cheating on that same test.
Did you take Urban Meyer's class on ethics?
I'm admitting this because I felt very, very bad about it.
Do you feel good today admitting this?
Well, now that I'm scared that my diploma's going to get voided or something, I'm scared.
The Heisman Trust is on the way here. They're going to treat you like Reggie Bush.
That's right.
They're going to take it away for a decade.
Right. They're taking it away.
Huh.
No, I don't think on one test they're going to do
it.
Would you be willing
to
take that test on air?
Oh, yeah. I know about Romeo and Juliet. I could.
Okay. All right.
We need to find that test, and we need to administer it.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, over on the
just
show.
Just to validate your high school diploma, which would call into question
we'll
your
We'll do that during
diploma.
A baseball game.
Right. Like today. But that would also call into question your admission to the University of Arkansas. Do they know about this academic fraud? Because there's like a an oath you have to take.
Yeah.
Or was that just me?
Oh boy.
Well, no, you have to. And they're really serious about academic integrity. So I was very, very, very straight-laced at the U of A.
Uh-huh.
Everything that I cited, it had a million citations and like backup citations because I was so scared of getting sent to the J board over anything.
Of all
that.
The things they're lax on, the one integrity they pick to enforce is the academic one. Very interesting. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say mean things about the school. It'll hurt recruiting.
Retake this test to validate your high school diploma, will you have to give your valedictorian speech again like Reggie Bush?
I don't have it.
Well, you're going to have to write another one.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas, sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so tell the story before some people leave. Tell the story about your birthday.
My parents have pissed me off for the last time. They are getting a bad nursing home. My mom, starting on my 25th birthday, which was 26 years ago, started sending me a check. It was just a little thing. It was like a joke. She would send me $25 on my 25th, $26 on my 26th, and so on and so forth. And last year, I got a check for $50. I was excited because I'm like, if I make it to 75 and they're still around, I mean, like, that's a pretty good birthday, right? I got $50. And I'm not 50 anymore. So I called my mom and I'm like, hey, just check in here that, my check seems a little light. And my mother told me that, the economy is struggling a little bit. And due to the economy, I have been capped at $50. Now, I asked my mom if there was a formal appeal process for this because I want my money. She handed the phone to my father. I explained it to him, and my father, in his best business voice, said, go to the HE Double Hockey Sticks, and handed the phone back to my mother. So I called my sister,
who is 4 years younger than me, and I gave her a heads up, and my sister and I are now forming a block here to and we've threatened them before with nursing home stuff, but I think we're serious now.
It's our only card to play.
Yeah, it's all you got.
But
at this point,
they have the will card to play.
Right.
So,
they do. Now I gave
it's a cold war.
I sent out a group text this morning to my nieces and my niece and my nephews and my daughter, just letting them know that they also would be capped at 50. And that's when I found out that my mother deposits more than 50 in all of their accounts on their birthdays.
Wow.
I am done with my parents.
Okay.
Well, you know what you can do to get back at them?
I've done everything.
Never cash it. It'll bother them.
Oh, Olivia, that's brilliant. Oh,
that is the kind of psychological warfare he would engage in.
I mean, I know they're not like needing the 50 bucks, but it'll bother them that it'll never disappear.
I want the money now, because I'm going to take their money. See, I mean, I'm in a real Sophie's Choice.
Yeah, this is.
But that's diabolical right there.
So they're not willing to part with more big cookie money? I mean, seriously?
Jay and Roger says, I'm too old for birthday cash. No, I understand that. It's the principle. The money's one thing. It's the principle that I got capped at 50. And that my daughter and my niece and nephews all get like three times what I get. I was here first. Mm.
Yeah.
I'm the firstborn.
The pioneer.
Right. All the reason that they're getting I figure like they should kick this up to me. Because I'm the one that broke through all of the barriers for all of them.
You're a made man.
Yes, exactly. here's a text that says, wait 60 days, then cash it. Oh, yeah, my mom is maniacal about her banking, and that is something that I think that I may do. I may wait 60 days and then cash it.
That's good. Yeah, that seems like something you would do there. I mean, just let it sit there and just hang in the pending category,
right,
or whatever,
right,
for 60 days. Yeah.
Anyway, right. that's I'm done with my parents. The economy. Okay. Give me a break.
The economy.
And the way she said it, she lied so easily. Just, you know, the economy, it's struggling. Like, it's a dollar, Mom. It's a buck. I just want my money. I want what's coming to me. I want what I've earned.
Now,
I'll enter the portal. Don't think I won't.
He'll do it, folks. Some of you are going to baseball now. Ruskin and Zach will continue for others. All right. Okay. Let's go to the McLarty Daniel hotline here. Big Keith is on the
Big
phone.
Keith in the house.
What's up, Big Keith?
Big Keith up in the house. How you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, man, I agree with you 100%, man.
Thank you.
I used to be the same way.
Yeah.
I want my money, Mom.
Right.
And then I turned 10 years old and I stopped.
Oh!
Hey,
Big Keith is one of the great misdirections of all time.
Kiss my ass, Keith.
Thanks, guys. Have a one.
What a call! What a call!
It's a shame everybody missed that.
Man.
Wow.
Oh, they'll hear it. Oh, my goodness. That was a fake out right there.
Wow. That was not right.
You got by Big Keith in the house.
That wasn't right. Now, here's a good one. Text her the 817. That's I think that's DFW. Frame the check and send it back to her on Mother's Day.
Yep.
Yeah, just sign it
good.
And send it back.
That's a good one,
right,
too. Right. I like that.
Yeah. Wow. I don't like Big Keith anymore.
Then I turn 10. That was fantastic.
That sucked.
I'm being told we're still on the app. Hey. Well, that's going to make some people mad.
Right.
So I'm in favor of it.
Because okay.
People are going to get mad. We're still on the app, so
yeah,
that's good.
Well, here they come.
God forbid you miss the Missouri State game. Oh, man. Yeah.
That's a
and
top
if there's
five.
No other way to listen to it either, by the way.
Text from the 479 says that's a top five call from Big Keith right there.
That was quality, and no one saw it coming.
No, he said he agreed with me, which doesn't happen very often. So that should have been the tip off.
So if we're going to have the calls of this calendar year to this point, now as we start the fifth month,
mm-hmm.
Obviously, Joe and his howling dogs is number
but
yes. Big Keith might be two.
Big Keith may be two. That might. Was that. Well, now hang on.
If you bet your house, enjoy the foreclosure.
Okay, that's solid. Okay, three?
Yeah, it's a Mount Rushmore call for 2024 for sure.
God, That Was Boring is in there. That's a good one.
God, That Was Boring.
Now, in the celebrity division, the winner is, to this point, is Jimmy Dykes telling us he almost played for the Washington Generals. That's the winner of the celebrity division.
That was
phone
one
call
of the greatest. That is one of the greatest moments in the history of the show. Is me getting the text going, yeah, I almost played for the Washington Generals. What? Whoa, stop. Yeah. That was good. That was good.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
All right.
Philip reminding us that the phone call where we can say this now because we're not being heard wide.
Oh my God! Yes.
When Sterling suggested that DQ would wear a shirt favoring the Romans on Good Friday. I thought that was going to do us in right there. I thought that was that was the one. That was the moment where it's all over. That's when the news trucks are going to be outside the building.
DQ didn't like that call at all. I thought it was funny.
Oh, man. Abner is telling us, God, That Was Boring was last year.
Was it?
I don't know about that.
Hmm.
It felt like it was like 2 months ago.
Okay. Abner has become become the official stenographer of the show.
Yes. Yes. He is keeping the transcripts like Burrells used to do back in the day. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everything gets to know each other in your mouth.
That's exactly right. Yes. For a transcript of tonight's broadcast.
You used to be able to.
Did
you ever order a transcript? I did it for fun just for once. You know,
I
got an Oprah script.
You know, as nerdy as I am and was, I never got a transcript of like Primetime Live or Dateline or anything, or Oprah for that matter. I never did. Or Donahue. I never got a transcript.
High Fat Carnivores
like
texted.
That's a missing piece.
What about the call about the game?
See, that's not kind.
Corey got her yesterday.
He's not like that.
No. Now it's become a thing. Like, people are setting their alarms to text in and ask DQ about the game. Scott says that I can sue my parents based on the grounds that I have become dependent on the money with their consistent increase to support my lifestyle.
What are you going to sue them for, a dollar?
That's what they owe me. And who knows how much they've shortchanged me over the years.
Hey, the USFL got $3 from the NFL for their antitrust win. So, maybe you could get a dollar.
Your dad in the next room would like us to calm down. He's taking a nap.
That's funny.
Look, great value, Bob Ross.
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be, like, washing a car, rearranging a sock drawer?
He already did the cars.
What's for dinner tonight?
The cars. I think we're going out to have a steak or something.
Mm.
Yeah.
Abner points out that the new game is to remind DQ about the game.
Yeah, it's just... I can hear her fuming in silence.
Oh, yeah.
I can't see her face right now.
She's not making eye contact right now. She's hey, did you travel to Cersei alone? Because this would be a really good time to maybe get that second headset.
It's too bad that the second headset is non-functioning today.
There's a second headset in there, and I know it works.
Oh, it's in there. It just doesn't work.
No, it definitely works. I think this would be a fun look. There's nobody here. It's just us.
He wants credit for inventing Thank You, Mr. Chicken Man, by the way.
Who?
Although I came up with it.
Him.
Oh, the old man,
Bob
Ross.
Bob Ross? No. Yeah, unless he's got some sort of documentation.
Well, he was in the car. We were driving past World Headquarters there on Don Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
And I blurted out, what do we say? Thank you, Mr. Chicken Man. And so he was in the car, and he really liked that. And now he says it here.
Now he actually may have a case. Because it can but you don't have proof, and you just admitted
that
he was
my word against his.
Yeah, but you just admitted he was in the car, so the All he has to do is create a reasonable doubt.
There is no reasonable doubt.
He was in, well, you just admitted he was in the car with
you.
Well,
we could at least declare mistrial on
right.
it.
Right, yeah.
Hey, just trying to muddy up the waters, right? That's all we're
right,
trying to do.
That's what you're trying to do. Now, if I were
well,
your...
in that case, he's being placed under a gag order then, so
well,
he can't do the show.
If I were in your shoes, I would hit him with the senility thing, the fact that
Thank
he can't
you.
Remember anything. That's what I would hit him
oh,
with.
Oh, you want him? You want me to? You want him to have to go?
Total
you know,
ageism. That's what
my,
I would do.
My experts.
Right. Yeah, you okay, bring him right. in. You give him a cognitive test. And he ain't passing that. And then
did anyone hear DQ's bell on the gag order joke?
Yes,
I did. And
yes,
I,
and we rolled
I
right over
her
that
for her timing.
That's right. Hey, this is in the morning show. We're not saying bad words.
I thought that was on the midday show.
No, it was a morning thing.
Which time?
We
it's
can
been
talk
a
about,
day.
Yeah, it has been a day around
on
here.
All shows.
On
except this
most,
one,
which, the most recent one. Yeah, we don't cause any problems
none,
for anybody. It's strange.
None. Well, that's actually
anymore.
Not true.
Not anymore. We know what we're doing here.
Well,
the most recent one was on halftime. I heard.
Well, we can talk about this later. But yeah, for the most part, we are we're the ones that don't cause any problems.
Now I have another question.
Mm.
That clip I discussed with you privately from the morning show.
Yes.
Did we locate that?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
We've looked. DQ and I spent a lot of time today locating some stuff.
Thank you.
Tommy points out he did it twice. Yeah. Yeah. Oh no. It's. Oh. It's. Yeah. I don't know what. I don't know what happened.
Is Tommy going to have to send out some sort of memo about watching our language on all these shows or something? Is that what's going to have to happen here?
I don't know. I figured we, you know, we've been good about it. The only one who swears around here is DQ.
That is not true. My mom listens to this show.
Like a sailor on leave.
Wow.
I do not cuss.
No. Listen, I've heard DQ have to put together the tedious project of one of our podcasts every, and she doesn't even swear then, so I don't think she swears. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that hasn't been my experience.
I was joking with DQ earlier. DQ had to record something for me while I was here, and I told her I was going to put 19 edits in the middle of this and
yeah.
Just have to
and
use
then
the last part first. And
I was freaking out because I really questioned Zach on whether this board was live or not, and it caused me great anxiety for 15 minutes.
That'd have been funny.
But it's not. He reassured me.
Yeah, I have no idea whether it was
I don't know. I checked the text line for like 10 minutes after to make sure no one caught that.
There's nothing more terrifying than when you get the 10 texts, hey, your mic's still on.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Live mic! Live mic! Oh, it's the worst. Like when you shoot yourself in the face with a laser and then...
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. I don't know how that didn't get on. I heard it plain
you
as
You and
it,
I heard it
clear
because
as a bell.
She hadn't hit the microphones yet. The music was playing. You and
yeah,
I were...
Yeah, I didn't hear,
we could
I didn't
hear,
hear you say that, so...
Well, that is
oh,
a
I
miracle.
Said it.
That-
oh, I absolutely said it. And it was... Oh, yeah, I absolutely
right.
said it because that thing's bright and it burned my cornea.
Yeah, it did, or your retina,
or my retina. Yeah,
cornea and retina.
Right.
Got burned.
I can't
yeah,
see anything.
Absolutely, optic nerve. You're like Ronnie Millsap running around out here now. Let's see here.
I don't think you can say that.
I can't.
No,
let me apologize.
Ronnie's still
to
with
Ronnie
us,
Millsap.
He?
I believe he is. Yes.
Yeah, I think
yes.
Ronnie's still hanging.
I think he recently retired from show business, but yes.
Well,
he's still with us.
There. You know what?
He wants.
There's a figurative when you just say, you know what, I'm hanging it up, and then there's the part where you get pushed out of the business because you can no longer produce. Like he couldn't produce after like 83.
Oh, he's still married.
Is he really?
He got married in 1965.
Hmm.
Hey,
you know who Ronnie Millsap is?
No.
He once ate breakfast at the Rogers Avenue Fort Smith McDonald's. All right.
Really?
Like tour bus out in the parking lot, the whole deal. Is sitting there with his Egg McMuffin. Yeah. Absolutely. That is a true story. All right.
You're not going to believe this. Pause. We don't have any Ronnie Millsap in the system.
Oh, well, it's too bad you don't have my phone hooked up because I could get you plenty of Ronnie Millsap.
You have Ronnie Millsap in there?
Well, on Spotify, of course. Stranger in My House, Smoky Mountain Rain. These are classics. These are country classics from the 80s, Zach.
All right.
They are.
That's okay. That's an opinion.
I wouldn't have missed this for the world. Lost
now,
in the
that
50s
one,
tonight.
That one was on solid gold in the early 80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's how I know it. That's Deez's show?
That's Marilyn McCoo.
Oh, Marilyn McCoo. Oh. That's a fun name to say.
Oh, yeah, Marilyn. Well,
Marilyn McCoo.
She was in the group that sang The Fifth Dimension.
Fifth Dimension.
Yeah,
Mary
the Age of Aquarius.
Wedding Bell Blues. Yeah.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
That's right.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
So I'm watching this video on TikTok, but I've suddenly landed on this this bountiful harvest of Dukes of Hazzard videos.
Good.
For those who don't know, the Dukes of Hazzard was a show late 70s, early 80s. It was on CBS right before Dallas, which is a which is a real contrast when you go from Hazzard County, Kentucky, to Dallas.
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know how quite the CBS execs came up with that, but anyway. I've learned, and they're not like the TV show. They've done a documentary on the Dukes of Hazzard and all the weird things that happened. But this was about the car, which is a Dodge Charger, early 70s Dodge Charger. They destroyed literally the entire fleet of Dodge Chargers, jumping them and crashing them, right? 321 Dodge Chargers is what they totaled these things, and they kept rebuilding them. But they had it essentially on the set, a Dodge Charger graveyard. They had nice. To, when they were, like the insurance company comes in and totals these things, they cannot use them anymore. They would cut off the doors and the top of the car, because the top of the car had the rebel flag on it, General Lee, and the doors had the 01, because the network's fear was that someone would rob a bank in a Dodge Charger and they would get blamed for it.
Of course. It's always those network guys.
Yeah, they were terrified that someone would rob a bank. So they cut the top off of all of the General Lees and cut the doors. 68 wow. and 69, according to Joe Mama, the Charger. Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
Good looking car. I wish I had one. But
now, Bubba Watson at one point had one of those.
He has one, and he had it restored. And okay. It is. It looks just like the one on the TV show. Built to specs.
I remember seeing one time that in Houston, Texas, there is a DeLorean graveyard.
Yeah.
A guy bought up all the parts for the DeLoreans, And, you know, he's got a few, I think. And then there's like all the, like, he didn't buy like a flux capacitor, like the actual.
I have a flux capacitor.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I just haven't had it installed yet. What? 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 What?
Well, you got to.
She's in there shaking her head at me. What?
That's silly.
Why? It's $35. You hook it up to your car. It's got a little cable that you hook up to your dashboard. And then when you hit 88 miles per hour, it starts making a bunch of noise.
Do you
tell me that's not the coolest thing you could have in your car?
I bet that would scare you if you weren't expecting it.
No, the alarm at 135 will scare you.
Do you remember in Napoleon Dynamite where they thought they had the time traveling machine and
yes.
it just shocked him in the crotch?
Right.
Do you remember that?
Right.
That's
right.
What I thought.
Right. Here's a text for the 479. Do you think they had an in-house mechanic on the set? Yeah, his name is Cooter. It was the guy
that
ran.
Of course.
Yeah. You know, he went on to be like a multi-term senator from Georgia, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean,
I forget what his name is.
And then Bill Bradley was at the game last night. He was a senator at one point. The Nick great.
Yes. Yeah.
Do I? Sonny Bono was in Congress.
Well, he was the first of our celebrity senators. Bob and Branson says, "Do I sleep in the garage with my car? Well, if it's comfortable, yeah. I mean, I've slept in that car.
You lean the seat all the way back, right?
I've slept in that car in a parking lot in a place around here. Yeah.
Ben Jones played.
Ben
Cooter.
Jones. Yeah. Yeah. He was a congressman or U.S. senator. I forget which one. But multi-term, from what I understand.
He was in the House, so he had in it for 4 years. So he was in two terms. Yes.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Now, Rob surmised that that a cell phone may have been streaming us in the belly of a white shark, a great white. So I'm going to look into that.
That's a very creative answer.
I can't put a track on these things, so I'm going to see if there's somebody out near. If there's somebody out in the Bounty Island streaming us again today, then I think we may have a shipwreck, and I think we may need to send the. Does New Zealand have a Coast Guard? I'd imagine they do. They have a Navy?
Yeah. Or is that...
In the power rankings, where would New Zealand's Navy be?
You mean a water force?
Yes. Not to be confused with the land force.
That's right. Oh, well. DQ has thoughts coming up.
Yeah.
About a half hour or so. We'll get to that. We have a hockey corner.
God, it's 4 o'clock already.
Had some closeout games last night. Yeah, absolutely. We've done a lot today. We have discussed the Knicks choking in Game 5 there at the Garden.
We can just move on from that.
I don't think we can.
I think we can.
Is Chuck well? How's he doing with this?
Chuck and I have not talked about this. We will talk to Chuck tomorrow about this.
Yeah, that was something. What else did we? I'm trying to think back to the first hour. Well, mostly my connection didn't work in the first hour. So there was
here we go. I have the top 5 navies in the world, and New Zealand is not there. Now, this is very. This is very NATO. Really, NATO's NIL money needs to come up.
They need a chicken. Man. Yeah,
the top 5. the top 5 would not be. Would not be friendly. Other than us.
I see. Well, we're in the top 5.
We're 1.
Oh, well, there you go. Of course. In the Navy.
Right.
And they wrote a song about it.
Yeah, the British. They're doing a Notre Dame. They're just hanging around 9.
Yeah. Now, there's while we're talking about seagoing vessels, the Titanic didn't sink.
Oh, boy. All right. So, yesterday, I don't even know what we were discussing at lunch, but we were having a lovely conversation. And this is before DQ ordered and ruined everything. Mm-hmm. And then Brett just like from nowhere, like pulled, like, you know, when you see a boxer just pull a punch out that nobody saw coming. That's what Brett did yesterday. And he's like, oh, hey, by the way, the Titanic didn't sink. And it was like, what? I'm sorry, what? And DQ, this is your area of expertise. We spent 3 hours on this.
So we were talking about the potential of a Titanic 2.
Oh,
and so
yes.
Then Brett said something about how he watches these conspiracy videos.
On Instagram.
Oh, boy.
About the Titanic being the Olympic. The failing Olympic.
Yep.
So basically... they repainted the Olympic to look like what would be the Titanic and put all of the Titanic's like towels and plates and stuff that had the, you know, Titanic emblem on them. Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't
switched, basically switched the boat. So the Olympic sank. And then something about how there was never really an iceberg because people heard an explosion.
Yep.
And nobody ever saw the iceberg.
Now, Derek, I want you to take that information. I just want you to put it on hold for a minute because when we started talking, like I introduced him when he came in, I'm like, you know, I'm a Super Bowl champion, former Razorback, and now I've got to add Titanic denier to his title. And you know what happens when this stuff starts? The wackos start, all the meth heads from the 417 start popping up.
They've all been validated.
And like, yes,
see, I told you.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they were heard. And everybody's suddenly giving us all these really strange coincidences. And by the end of the show, I actually believe the Titanic didn't sink.
Oh, you're convinced now. You're a denier.
No. I came to my senses later on. I went home. I watched Titanic. I feel better. Jack still did. He still sunk to the bottom.
Yep, he did.
Apparently there's a banking conspiracy around because a bunch of people who would have been coming to America and would have been a very successful banking company in America, they went down with the ship. A certain someone did not. And they, you know, last minute decided not to get on the boat.
Y'all don't do this again.
And apparently the Hershey guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. yep. Yeah. So we spent a lot of time on this
crazy
yesterday.
But I do believe the Titanic, it just sank with an iceberg.
Now, we DQ, we started going down all the conspiracy. DQ, lunar landing positive. Brett, not so sure.
Okay, so he's out on the moon landing.
Right, he's and I'm like, look, they said it right there in the Red Hot Chili Peppers song. You know, it's Made to Hollywood Basement.
Right. Did you tell him I don't believe in gravity?
No, that didn't come up.
Oh, okay, all right.
No,
he kept saying that because we weren't there and because we weren't alive, we'll never really know.
Yeah.
That was his reasoning.
And I didn't like that either.
Because nobody, he was like, well, no one was alive now. So we don't know.
Can we bring Kate Winslet up on manslaughter charges?
Oh, my gosh.
Why? She let Jack go to the bottom.
No.
Fine.
We just got a text about Sorrel Book. And yeah, I've never been prouder to be here in my life. Sorrel Book!
Yeah,
he's saying
he was multilingual. Boss Hogg could speak French, unlike DQ. Japanese, Korean, Spanish, Portuguese, Russian, Ukrainian, German, Greek, and Italian. I would have loved to see him sitting at the Boar's Nest, which is a church today, by the way, speaking Italian.
Yeah, it'd been great.
Eating the ribs and speaking Italian.
God, a Sorrel Book reference. Man, where are you getting this? You're not getting this with Phil and Bubba. I know that much.
Skeeter has reminded us, just think of the recruits listening right now who refuse to come to Arkansas because of the conspiracies.
They're very confused. They're very confused.
Text for the 870.
They believe in the conspiracies.
Says the moon's hollow. There's a UFO base in Antarctica.
The moon is hollow. There ain't nothing in there. It's not supposed to be there. Sorry.
DQ Mongo, he would like you to produce said iceberg that supposedly sank the Titanic.
Well, it melted.
I bet that iceberg's melted.
How convenient for you.
Well,
it's an inconvenient
that's been happening
truth
lately.
Corey B. would like an update on the game, not the baseball game.
Uh-oh. You did it, Corey. You done did it. Was that me?
That was her.
Oh, you did another one?
No, that
I
was
screamed
her.
That was live?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She got.
DQ.
She got.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We will give you one update per hour on the baseball game, and that is all you get.
At 4:59.
That's right. Yes.
You will get your update.
Yes. Whew. That's what we'll do. That's our agreement with you.
DQ, they're getting more and more creative. You are going to have your head on a swivel.
I'm going to have to just close out the text machine.
I would.
I don't need to see
anymore. That was a good one. Any update on the game? Not the baseball game.
Oh, man.
That was pretty good.
Here's a text out of the 870 on the McLarty Daniel hotline. How about an update on the basketball team? Who are they and are they any good?
We are the children.
Listen, man. We'll know soon enough. You got six guys.
January 15th.
You're not even a good YMCA team yet. You're not
January 15th. That's when we know.
Yeah, we'll know.
We'll know on January 15th.
BE is listening to us in a nursing home bathroom.
I think we should just leave that alone and move on. I don't think we should pursue that any further.
I think it's nice that our merry band of idiots is comfortable enough to share with us some of the things that they do.
Well, at a nursing home, it's dinner time. I mean, it's 4:14.
Well, they're getting ready for the Pittman Show stuff. You know, they got to start training early. They think it's tonight. It's Wednesday.
They're confused.
They're going to put them on a bus, ride them around town, send them home.
Just drive them around the parking lot and bring them back. Oh, that was a fun show.
Did we see Sam? Yes, you saw Sam.
Was he funny? Yes, he was. Oh, good. I like him.
They're just playing, you know, the Beach Boys on the bus speaker.
What about all the positive songs? Where are those? You're too negative.
Yeah. Y'all gonna love this year's Pittman Show song. I'm working very hard on this.
I mean, this is his opus. He is Johann Sebastian Bach with this.
We have a commercial running right now that is my Deer Hunter. It is my finest work, and nobody knows the joke, but it's out there. But this, when Tanner and I collab on this later on this spring, man, magic. Magic.
It's amazing. It's amazing the guilt has not gotten to Tanner over all this stuff yet.
Well, I mean,
got to DQ over a weekend when she let someone cheat off her test in high school. So.
Well, I mean, the band's named the Heretics.
That's fair. Yeah, that's right.
I'm also
amazed he hasn't been thrown out off the praise team for his antics here. Either.
Well, he's doing it from a different state.
Oh, I see. Well, that makes it worse. That's a man act, isn't it?
Yeah, they're taking them across state lines.
Bootlegging.
Yeah.
I hope they get hit by a bus.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Before we get to DQ's thoughts, there is a coaching announcement involving John Calipari. If you're interested, you're not. But
no, fire away.
There might be.
Fire away.
He has hired, now remember, he hired, who's the other guy?
Hold on.
He get Bruiser Flynn?
Kenny Payne,
that's it, exactly. Yes, but he didn't get Antigua. He went to Illinois.
Right.
Today they have announced that he has hired Chin Coleman and Chuck Martin on his coaching staff.
All right.
Ronald Chin Coleman.
I love that.
Is the associate head coach.
I love that.
I do too.
I don't know if he can coach
Chin
basketball or not, but I mean, anybody.
I don't care.
Vincent the Chin Gigante. One of the great mobsters of all time.
Yes.
The question is, why do they call him the Chin?
Well, maybe he got in a lot of fights growing up. I don't know.
I am now intrigued. Why do they call him Bruiser Flint? These are things that I would like to know.
Yeah, right. But yes, they've hired Chin Coleman and Chuck Martin on the, as John Calipari puts his coaching staff together here at Arkansas and his roster. So more basketball in the news. What Dave's going to be thrilled. More basketball.
Dave's
going to
love it. He loves him some basketball.
That's right. Doesn't he know no one pays attention till June? Doesn't he know that by now? I mean, he's done this 21 years. I mean, come on.
He'll be all right.
You would think. I don't know. Anyway, that's a bit of coaching news that I just saw here because I just went to ArkansasRazorbacks.com for the first time today.
Here we go. Wes in Springdale, any word on Brewer? We just gave you what we had. Wes, I need you to keep up or take notes.
If I had word on Brewer, I would give it to you.
We don't give it to you. But we had word on the chin.
I do not have that. Yes, the chin. We have word on the chin. That's all we have.
Let's see.
So that's what I gave you. Sorry. I want to apologize for that.
Right. I mean, this is Jay Leno type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, big chin.
Does he have a big chin?
Oh, my gosh. He has a chin that would scare small children.
No.
His line, not mine.
Wait a minute. Are you talking about...
He's talking about Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not the new coach.
No, Chin Coleman looks like a fairly normal guy.
I'm talking about Jay Leno.
Oh, yeah, Jay Leno has a giant chin.
I need you to keep up or take notes.
I like Chin Coleman. I think he'll do a heck of a job here. I'm a big fan, and I'm sure we'd like to visit with him one of these days.
I would love to sit down with the Chin and see who his favorite, you know, who did he idolize growing up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Who are his coaching role models?
Rusty wants to know, what do you think he leads with?
See, that's not funny.
Sure,
we're
going to
get in trouble for that joke.
Oh,
so.
Whatever. It's not our joke. We're just reading them.
We'll get in trouble for it. All right, let's get to...
No. What? Stop.
What?
Kenny and Elkins is on the phone.
Oh, my God. Are we getting
the fart story?
I don't know.
Bring him in. Do it. Oh, my gosh. And it's just us. We're getting
Punch him up, DQ. The computer's broken here. I can't do it.
He's on.
Hi, Kenny.
Hi, how are you guys?
Terrific. Did you know that your daughter cheated in high school?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Only once, I think, though, and then she felt so bad about it that she told on herself.
Let's be honest. The first one is the gateway. I mean, she's lounging in the library. This whole thing, I think it's all invalid. It's now in question.
She did spend a lot of time in the library on the couch with her friends.
Uh huh. Now, Kenny, she ratted you out yesterday about the spider that you killed.
I didn't kill it. I did not. Let's clear the airways. I did not kill that spider. That was an unfortunate incident.
Oh, okay. Obviously, you've lawyered up on this. Okay. Okay, fine. Derek, long story short, his teacher had a prize spider, that, and the kids had a test that day. So Kenny and Elkins led this charge to get the spider out of this terrarium that it was in and stuffed it in a Kenny, was it a drawer?
It was a desk drawer.
A desk drawer.
It was a science lab. It was one of those science lab drawers.
Right. And then the spider apparently it escaped. And then in the search for the spider, somebody stepped on it. Did I get that right?
Yeah. Well, so the best part of that story is that 5 minutes into the class, a kid had to go use the restroom. And 45 minutes later, when he came back, he didn't know we were looking for the spider.
Oh, God.
So he was technically innocent, too, because he just walked in the door and saw the spider and did what you do when you see a big spider.
You step on it. Wow.
Wow. All right, so let's get to the main event, Kenny. DQ told us, let's get to the main event, because we have got more requests for the fart story. At a buffet. Now, you sent in a text that said you are not allowed near buffets. Now, apparently your wife does not like this story. DQ right now is bright red.
Yeah, that is correct. I can't tell that story.
Kenny, you can't. You can't call in. You can. It's just us.
I can't tell that story in this environment. Have you ever? So let me ask you a question. Have you ever shot a gun at a hornet nest?
Not today.
So, if you find a hornet nest in the summertime, and you pull out, say, a .22, and you aim it at that hornet nest, and you shoot it, a hornet will hit you right between the eyes almost before the bullet gets to the nest. That is basically what would happen to me if I tell that story.
Well, Kenny, I think, and I speak for everybody here. I think we're willing to take that risk.
You may very well be willing. You don't sleep in the same address I do.
No, I don't. But look, I've got room if you suddenly were to find yourself without an address.
Yes, okay. So, the reason for my call. Have you been to Tulsa lately?
Not recently, no.
So, apparently they took down the toll booth on the way to Tulsa.
Really?
Turnpike. Yes.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that.
You can just drive right through there to Tulsa. Well, this morning, I get a call from my wife. I'm still at home. She says, hey, I stopped and got the mail because we don't check the mail but once every 5 or 6 days.
Because you get tickets going down the dirt road.
She said, yes. She said, I stopped and got the mail, and you have a registered letter at the post office.
Uh-oh, that's never good.
And I'm like, uh-oh. Because me and the IRS aren't on great terms.
Oh, man.
I thought they were sending me a friendly reminder that I owe them money. So I take off work today at 4 o'clock because the post office in Elkins is open from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. and closes for 2 hours, and then they open again from 1 p.m. to 4:30 p.m.
You get to get your break
in. I have to get there before 4:30.
Right.
I walk up to the front door of the post office, look at my phone, and see it's 4:29, and I run through the door to get into the counter. The lights are already turned off. So I get this registered letter that I had to sign 3 times for.
Right.
It is from the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. Hmm. And it is from the Office of Toll Evasion. So apparently, I went through the toll booth, and I owe them $24.
Oh, my God. Wait, that's when me and Kenna did it.
DQ did it!
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God!
Is it with Kenna's car?
Yes. And because maybe I only check the mail every 5 or 6 days, maybe I've overlooked some requests for payments earlier. And because I overlooked those payments, they have charged me an additional $30.
Olivia. So,
what have you done?
Because of your daughters, you owe the state of Oklahoma $54.
Somebody owe me $54, what I'm saying.
You know what, Kenny? If my mother had given me $51 instead of $50, I would have paid that for you. But blame my mom.
You're 4 short now.
Yeah. So let me see if I've got this straight. In addition to having to basically move all of DQ's furniture around town like multiple times a year, hang 70,000 TVs all over the place, probably move the cat too. She's now costing you money by running through toll booths.
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Okay. Kenny, wow. Take the rest of the week off. Go out to the sawmill, do what you do, and don't let them bother. Don't let them bully you.
I'm headed that way right now.
Atta kid. Hey, don't there go too fast down the dirt road. You'll owe them more.
That's right. Yes.
Exactly. That's a fact. Anyway, I thought you'd appreciate that story.
Hey, get Clarence on the fart story, because we are dying to hear this.
Okay. So if you go to Tulsa and the state of Oklahoma sends you an envelope, you should probably open it and do what they say.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, now you're going to make DQ pay for that, right?
She's going to pay for it one way or another.
Attaboy! 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 That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, wow.
Passing the prison south of McAllister on that highway is as close to that prison as I want to be, and I think I'm getting pretty close to there at this point.
Yeah, you wouldn't last 5 minutes on the yard. Nope.
I would not do well on the inside. And Tony Soprano is the best mobster ever.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. James Gandolfini. All right.
Good.
DK, you've been a criminal your whole life.
Wow.
That was a year ago, probably.
Yeah.
When
I
we
think
got
you
that
owe
ticket.
Your father $54. Well,
do you remember
like
when I came in here so mad about the toll booth?
Yes.
In the middle of the night?
And now who's mad about the toll booth?
I thought maybe they saw the video of us like screaming at the camera and
Kenny,
let us
you know
go.
What? As one father to another, I will handle this for you. We'll have DQ doing push-ups in the backyard. We just got the grass cut. Yep. So I'll get her some physical activity.
We'll garnish some wages.
Yeah, Kenny, we'll get you your money.
We'll make this right.
This isn't on you, Kenny. These kids today.
Anyway, I thought you fellas would appreciate that story.
Yep. Yeah, no.
What a story.
It's just another drop in the bucket with DQ. Nothing but a common criminal.
You learn a little more every day, don't you?
Every day.
That's true.
Every day.
That's true.
Learned she cheated her way through high school. Now she's cheating her way through life.
Okay.
You fellas have a nice day.
Thank you, Kenny.
Stay safe, Kenny.
Kenny and Elkins, everybody.
So don't you feel bad?
I do feel bad.
You've got to Venmo him right now.
Yeah.
I haven't even thought about that in a year. It's probably
now,
been.
Who's driving?
I was driving, but we were in Kenna's car.
Doesn't matter.
We were in Kenna's car.
You're picking up the 30.
It's not
She's picking up the 24.
I feel like I should pick up the original $3, and Kenna should cover the rest.
The 51?
She's covering the 51. Okay. Y'all need to get together and help your poor dad out. I mean, he's just on the receiving end of this.
But wow. Yeah, this is how the tolls. The last time I was in Tulsa, someone dropped a gun at a football game. So
That's true.
I remember, but they don't have anyone in the little box anymore. You just drive through and they bill.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I
so
guess if you don't pay the bill,
you
get the certified letter.
Yeah, we went through Tulsa right before all of that changed, where they took the photos
so
and everything.
So you didn't even stop. Oh, okay.
No, we did stop.
Okay.
But we didn't. We ran the toll booth. We didn't have any money, and there wasn't anybody there, and they didn't.
Now, whose fault is that?
Did that bell go off?
Yes, and it was terrifying.
That's bad.
Debit cards.
They didn't take debit, but they weren't. They only took change, and their bill changer was not working.
Of course not.
And there was no. It was probably 1 a.m., and there was nobody at the booth.
What were you doing on 44 at 1 a.m.?
We were doing something, me and Kenna.
At 1 a.m.?
Well, we were coming back home.
Where were you?
We were in Oklahoma.
Doing what?
We were just, it doesn't matter.
Oh, boy.
Not related to the story.
Did your dad know you were in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
What were you doing?
We were at something.
At what?
Nothing important.
This has been an all-timer. This has been an all-timer.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.